The Wrench McTaggart Mysteries is an Applied Strategic Filmways production. Tonight's episode, I Have No Beak, and I Must Squawk. Once again, our solitary hero finds himself on the open road. His trusty 18-wheeler beneath his muscular thighs. Bronze, rippling arms lead to the steel grip of hands on the wheel. His icy blue gaze sweeps the desolate highway as midnight descends upon America's last frontier. This is the domain of Wrench McTaggart. Patriot first, interstate trucker second, amateur detective by calling. And these, well, these are his adventures.
Breaker, breaker, 1-9. This here's Tool Daddy checking in. Who's got westbound eyes on Smokey Bear?
This is Bahama Mama. Ain't seen no gumbo machine since Albuquerque. Over.
Much obliged, Bahama Mama. I'll be pulling into the Stop and Pop off Route 89 if you'd care to share a...
That's a negatory, Tool Daddy. I'm a devout follower of Sappho's. Over.
10-4. Reach loud and clear. Over and out.
The lonesome road is a harsh mistress. Two hearts cry out. Neither hear the other's lament.
Well, Rudy, what do we have here?
Wrench's constant companion, confidant, and best friend. A yellow-collared macaw. Some might say they're the 80s blue-collar equivalent of driving a Corvette. Wrench rescued him from a cartel boss's private zoo after completing a delivery we shan't speak of. They've crisscrossed this great nation in the pursuit of justice and interstate commerce. Going on 10 years now, the pair are inseparable, like maternity wear and a hillbilly sweet 16.
Looks like a car on the wrong side of the highway. That crazy sumbitch is heading straight for us. Hold on to your beak.
Lucky for our hero, fate has a different plan for Wrench.
That was close, Rudy. I don't know about you, but I could use a drink. And maybe a friend.
Plenty of throat.
That's right. A beer does sound good. You know me too well, old friend.
Ah, a trucker's oasis amidst the barren, unforgiving landscape of America's New West. It offers more than liquid sustenance. Much more.
Evening, Wrench. Usual?
You know me too well, old friend.
Sure. One draft of beer coming up.
Cheapest you got.
Yeah, I know.
In a room for the night. I could use a hot shower. My crotch is howling.
Wrench surveys the gathered revelers with a keen sense of perception, honed by years of playing nudie photo hunt on his breaks from the asphalt trail. The bikers playing pool. The local drunk, head down on the bar. Poor bastard's cheek in a puddle of rot-gut whiskey. And the prize. Wrench stares. She catches his gaze. He nods. She makes her way over to him. Hips sway. Humps skid on the sawdust-covered floor. Hearse upends and vomits its contents.
What do we have here?
Each scattered item is cataloged instantly. Nothing, not even the simplest detail, escapes his intellect.
So many keys, probably for her lockers at the truck stops up and down the interstate. Sensible. Birth control pills. Looks like she's behind by 3 days. Make a mental note. What else? Matchbox for the Tiki Tiger Lounge. Rough spot, even for a tough broad like her. Bottom shelf drugstore lipstick? The kind that takes days to wash off the tip of my...
Here's your draft, pal, and the key to room 4. Anything else?
How about one of whatever she's drinking?
Well, that'll be Shemalgan Special Reserve, 20-year-old scotch.
Fuck that.
Hey, cowboy, you in town for long? I've got a thirst for some.
Let's go! After you.
Such a gentleman. What'd he say?
He said you look beautiful.
Oh, well, ain't he a sweet talker? Is he gonna watch?
Does that cost extra?
As long as he stays in the nightstand.
There's only one thing getting released tonight.
Woo! Bob Crane's got nothing on you. Kegels don't fail me now.
Morning arrives to greet two strangers, tangled in stained sheets, oblivious to the Lake Mead-sized puddle of love under them. Years of early morning rest stop raids has Wrench up first.
I must say, you were game. That last maneuver really put a crick in my neck.
Dad.
Hush now, Rudy. You'll wake up Sleeping Beauty.
Not asleep.
Linda, you want to grab breakfast before I hit the road? Flapjacks on me.
No answer. Not even the ragged snore from decades of booger sugar indulgence.
Linda?
No breath to raise her ample chest.
Linda?
No bubbling morning cigarette coughs.
What the hell?
The sheets are drenched in a different liquid this time. The crimson kind. A sea of blood has spread underneath Wrench's nighttime friend. Her face, once handsome and mannish like a Kardashian, now an unrecognizable mishmash of mangled features. Wrench lays the sheet over her ruined remains, holds a burnished and muscled hand over his heart.
Well, Rudy, here we go again.
Here we go again.
Who killed Linda, the Lady of the Road, and framed Wrench for it? How will our intrepid hero get out of this one? Tune in next time for another episode of the Wrench McTaggart Mysteries. Mephisto in Olive Drab. Once again, Wrench finds himself under suspicion for a crime he didn't commit. But the road of the wanderer in pursuit of justice is a lonely one. This is the domain of Wrench McTaggart. Patriot first, interstate trucker second, amateur detective by calling. And these? Well, these are his adventures. When we last left our hero, Wrench was taint deep in the mysterious murder of Linda, Lady of the Road. But certain duties come first, like the care and maintenance of his big rig.
Looks good as new, Rudy. You'd never know I ran over that family of armadillos.
Right, Carl.
Ha! You always put a smile on my face with your keen sense of humor. Let's hit the road, pal, right after I finish cleaning her up.
I smell bacon.
McTaggart?
My friends call me Wrench.
Deputy Wilma Swift. Top of her class at Stanford. Quantico applicant. Washed out at NASA after a bad experience in the AC-30G. They called it air flight readiness. She knew it by its nickname, the Vomit Comet.
Hey, Were you one of them ass cans?
It's ass cans, as in astronaut candidate.
I hear them spacesuits is heavy.
400 pounds of claustrophobia.
Been there. You ever had 1-ton Wanda sit on your face?
Right. Those fetish videos you were in, what were they called?
How did you...
I do my homework.
Well, I don't remember offhand.
The Smothers Brothers. You and that homunculus of a partner were into all types of sordid shit.
It was all harmless fun.
What's up with dudes into women popping balloons with their feet? Stomping is what they call it. That what you do to Linda? You get a little carried away, Wrench? What did Miss Laverty do to deserve such a despicable act?
Who?
Linda, the sex worker you brutally murdered in your hotel room.
I had nothing to do with that poor woman's demise. Just ask Rudy. He was there.
I'm not talking to a parrot.
Gracious!
If you're so sure, throw the cuffs on me.
You're lucky I don't. Seems you did a favor for the sheriff some time back and he owes you one.
Owes me a couple, but I don't keep score. Just a man's duty to a fellow lawman.
You're not a lawman.
This here badge says different.
Wrench's pride and joy. His real-life, genuine lawman badge. Tucked away in his diver-down Velcro wallet. Given to him by Sheriff Burroughs after a particularly nasty kidnapping case. But that's a story for another time.
Sheriff hands those out to the B-list celebrities and local business owners. Got a whole drawer full of them. I think he gave one to Shaquille O'Neal in 92. Used to pull people over and flash that hunk of plastic.
Listen, deputy, me and the sheriff have an understanding, okay? So why don't you...
When I mentioned the dead woman, you didn't even react.
Death haunts the endless blacktop. The specter of doom is a constant companion to a traveler of the white-lined python.
Yeah, we get it. You're one stoic son of a bitch. A regular Emmanuel cunt.
Huh?
Just be somewhere I can get a hold of you.
You betcha, deputy. I'll probably have this thing sewn up by the time you finish your next donut. You're welcome in advance.
Oh, right. I heard you fancy yourself some sort of private dick.
It's private investigator, and I've been known to employ the science of deductive inquiry.
A regular Hercule Poirot.
Like I said, Rudy's a macaw, not a parrot.
Jesus. Don't stray too far, like accidentally crossing the border into Mexico.
Wilma, come in, Deputy Wilma. There's a situation at the Tiki Tiger. Seems 8-Ball Teddy was a little handsy with that Filipino waitress, and she stabbed him in the scrotum with her butterfly knife.
I guess he's 1-Ball now.
Witness said it made a sound like an overripe avocado exploding in a microwave. Another swore it sounded more like popping a balloon of peaches and cream oatmeal. Or was it cinnamon and raisin? I'll check my notes.
Yep, got it.
Bartender said it was more like opening an expired can of fruit cocktail.
No need to go on.
The DJ said it was like a lawn dart hitting Rush Limbaugh's colostomy bag. Boy, howdy, can you even imagine?
I wish I hadn't.
Oh boy, 8-Ball just sent me a photo from the ambulance. Shit. Looks like a rubber glove got snagged on a rusty nail and squirted Kool-Aid and Noxzema.
Roger that, Jesse. I'm on the way. Over and out. I'm keeping an eye on you.
A deputy's work is never done. Ever vigilant in the face of karmic genital mutilation. She speeds off to a wart on the seedy underbelly of the interstate, known as the Tiki Tiger. A den of horrors under giallo lights, served with a slice of pineapple and a hepatitis chaser, all set to the strains of Polynesian Muzak versions of 90s Lilith Fair bands.
Well, Rudy, looks like we got a hot case to solve. Business as usual, right, friend?
Greasy business.
Indeed. Let's saddle up.
Wrench returns to his natural habitat. The open road. It stretches before him like a white-lined python, never-ending, quiet, save for the soothing rumble of Firestone's finest on asphalt. But lo, what's this in the distance? A hitchhiker, begging thumb out, guitar slung across his back, army jacket over ripped jeans, like some sort of cosplayer on his way to a Billy Jack convention.
Now, Rudy, should we pick him up? Gets kind of lonely on the road, and you aren't the most verbose conversationalist. Gotta move you to the back seat, pal.
Your funeral.
Nothing like a good deed to balance the scales.
You're the first person I've seen in an hour. Much obliged.
Sure thing. Climb on in. That all you got with you?
That's all I need. Six strings and the truth, as someone said.
Well, I travel light myself. Just me and Rudy.
Nice to meet you, Rudy.
Trouble.
Pay no mind to him. He's an attention whore. What now? It's that crazy sumbitch again.
They're gonna hit us head on.
We've played this game before. I ain't moving this time.
I'm game.
That's the spirit. Come on now, let's see what you got.
The demon car from hell stays on course. Nearer and nearer, as Wrench girds his sinewy loins against what surely is going to be a spectacular collision. But at the last second, the car swerves out of the way, careens off the road into the scrub brush, swallowed by the darkness.
That was exhilarating. Someone got something against you?
No idea.
Got a quick peek at the woman behind the wheel. Platinum blonde hair. Kind of looked like Anna Nicole Smith, but a little more mannish, like a Kardashian.
You don't say.
Ex-wife.
So where are you headed?
Back to Los Angeles.
Oh yeah? Where are you coming from?
Little town in Texas called Rembrandt. Ever heard of it?
Can't say as I have. You run into something or from something?
Both, I guess. Got a little tired of the quiet life. Need some neon in my eyes, warm skin under my fingertips, music in my ears.
I hear you. Well, why don't you play us a tune while we travel?
Sure thing.
Where will the case take our hero? Who's the woman in the car? Who's this mystery man with the angelic voice? And what exactly happened back in Texas? Be careful, Wrench. Rudy smells
danger.
How's the nightlife in Albuquerque? When last we left our hero, Wrench was taint deep in yet another mystery. Just who the hell was trying to frame him for murder? And is his ex-wife back from the dead to exact revenge? Maybe the Drifter knows more than he's saying. Yet another mystery for Wrench McTaggart. Patriot first, interstate trucker second, amateur detective by calling. And these? Well, these are his adventures.
Caught a quick glimpse of the lady behind the wheel. Platinum blonde hair, boobs pushed up to her chin.
Let me guess. Mole over her lip, cold dead eyes like a shark, Lee Horsley neck tattoo.
That's right. though it looked more like DeForest Kelly.
Reminds me of someone.
Ex-wife?
Someone from my past.
Do tell.
It's a long, sorry story.
It's a long, sorry road we're on.
Ain't that the truth? Well, I'll have to start at the beginning.
Mind if I provide accompaniment?
Suit yourself. It all began in Monkey's Eyebrow, Kentucky.
Is that a real place?
Oh, you bet it is. My childhood home straddled the state line. I got squirted out on the Kentucky side. My twin brother on the Illinois side dropped when my mama went to the kitchen to get a beer. That some bitch never let me forget it. Bluegrass trash, he'd call me. Illinois has the fifth largest gross domestic product. Kentucky's only 28th. Well, if you hadn't been making fun of me, you would have seen that dump truck heading straight for you. Fuck you, Hammer. Who's laughing now? Who's... who's laughing now?
What happened to your brother?
The driver said the setting sun blinded him. He had no idea my brother had run into the road. Just a horrible accident.
What? Pushed him.
That's terrible.
Mama never forgave me. She said, since I come out of her first, that I was the oldest and therefore he was my responsibility. That was the last time I spoke to my family. I ran away and joined a traveling carnival that same night. Been on the road ever since. Never looked back.
And that woman playing chicken?
If I'm gonna tell that story, I'm gonna need a stiff drink. How about you?
I could do with a cold one.
The Tiki Tiger's right down the road. I got some business there anyway.
The infamous Tiki Tiger, a den of debauchery strung with cheap Christmas lights. Redolent with the heady scent of cocoa butter, bare feet and sulfur, like a Union Carbide Company picnic. A dark hallway leads to cramped rooms, marked private, where a trucker can knock the dust off with a helping hand from a lady of the road. Wrench knows it all too well.
Aloha, gents. What'll it be?
Draft for me. Cheapest you got. Salted dog for Rudy.
And you, sir?
I'll do,
Our friendly neighborhood drifter scans the cocktail menu. Sunrise rum smash? Maybe a Monroeville Mall zombie cooler? Or perhaps...
Let me try the freaky tiki tavi with a 151 floater. Extra cherries, Sivu play.
Coming right up, sir. Oh, shit. Pick the hardest one, why don't you?
So, you were saying you might know the woman who tried to kill us?
What? Ex-wife?
Yeah, Rudy. It's gotta be her. It just has to be.
One draft and one salty dog for the budgie.
What?
Still working on yours, sir, you know. We have a lovely selection of craft beers in the bottle. You sure you wouldn't like to try a pill?
You sold me on the cocktail.
Righto. I'm gonna crack the shits in a second. Bloody tourists.
But it can't be her.
Who?
My wife.
Wife or ex-wife?
She disappeared 3 years ago. I had her declared dead this year. For a while, I was under suspicion of murder. But they had nothing.
Because you're smart?
Because I didn't do nothing. I come home one night after a particularly long haul and she was gone. Left all her stuff. Cops found that suspicious and questioned me for hours. Cut me loose after my lawyer raised holy hell. Detectives stopped hounding me when sightings of my wife were called in. Someone swears they saw her in a snuff film. She always wanted to be an actress.
Snuff film? Huh.
Nah. I guess she was a gaffer and the camera caught her in a shot.
Here you go. One freaky tiki tavi with a 151 floater. Extra cherries.
Where's the sparkler?
Ah, forgive me. I will remedy that oversight immediately. Choke on it, fuck knuckle.
Anyway, if she's the one driving that car, then she means to do me in. I bet she wants that life insurance money. I couldn't get a hold of it till she was legally declared deceased.
How much?
None of your beeswax.
$1.5 million.
Good Lord. I'd say that's a motive for murder.
That's what I'm afraid of.
Rooms are open if you gentlemen are looking for a special friend. We've got some right lovely mummies that'll give your bet a good polish.
No thanks, barkeep.
You sure? Looks like you could do with flying a flagpole.
Hold on. Is Paloma working tonight?
Indeed she is. I knew you'd come around. Nothing like a helping hand to crack a fat. Want me to set her up in a room?
That'll work.
All right. I'll arrange it. You want the usual?
The usual?
Well, the Luau lotion package is a classic, or we have the new Volcano Nights Lubaganza. Comes with a selection of marital aids and unlimited fringers.
Not this time.
Ooh, Jesus, got a raw dogged brave man. Room 3. Give me a minute.
Hey, Wrench. I'm not really in the mood for...
No. I just need to question her. She may have been friends with Linda.
Linda?
Lady of the Road. I've been framed for her murder. Need to find out if she was put up to it and had no idea they were going
to
kill her.
Someone's gone to a lot of trouble to get you out of the picture.
Someone has indeed.
Patsy!
Wrench is hot on the trail of his adversary. Clues abound. A possible witness awaits. Tune in next time for another episode of the Wrench McTaggart Mysteries. Tonight's episode, Repent, Harlot, said the TikTok influencer. Once again, our hero is confronted by the harsh reality of the road. Wrench and the drifter, Wayne Smile, have sought refuge in the Tiki Tiger Lounge, a watering hole smack dab in the domain of Wrench McTaggart. Patriot first, interstate trucker second, amateur detective by calling. And these? Well, these are his adventures. When last we left our hero, Wrench was about to question Paloma, a Tiki Tiger denizen who was seen talking to Wrench's blonde mystery woman. What does she know about Linda's fate?
So, Paloma, I hear you've been talking to a blonde woman, stranger around these parts. It just so happens that crazy lady is trying to kill me.
And me.
Hush, Rudy.
My memory's a bit fuzzy these days.
Oh, I see how it is. Does this help?
I've seen better. Johnny Hogg's got one with a tattoo of pi after the 12th decimal place.
Show off!
Well then, how about a Bucky's coupon? Good for a free chopped brisket sandwich with purchase of a large fountain drink. I'll even throw in these here bathroom tokens and a road flare.
Well, since you put it that way... Sure, I talked to that lady. She asked me about you. Wanted to meet any of the ladies that you took special shine to. I pointed her to Linda, figured she needed the business after the botched nose job.
It did look different.
I think she asked for the Murphy Brown and got the Adrian Brody instead. I warned her not to go to Tijuana.
So what about this blonde lady? What's her name?
No idea. She wanted me to convince Linda to be at the Roadhouse around a certain time. That's it. Paid me $50.
What else did you notice about her?
She had a mole over her lip, and some guy's face tattooed on her neck.
Matt Houston?
Looked like Lou Diamond Phillips to me.
Young Guns Lou or the First Power Lou?
Nah, more like La Bamba Lou.
Ex-wife!
Well, that tears it. It's got to be her. Damn, she's alive after all. You don't think I killed her?
No way. Howling that bird everywhere with you might be a little weird, but you've always done right by us ladies. You find whoever killed Linda. She was a tita to all of us.
Thanks, Paloma.
You get what you need?
You bet. Let's hit the road. Who's that next to my rig?
I'm here. On the outskirts of nowhere, standing next to the infamous 18-wheeler of none other than Wrench McTaggart.
Kate Van Rose, social media influencer extraordinaire. Like Wrench, she fancies herself an amateur detective, has an affinity for bottle blondes with bodacious racks, and despises patchouli-wearing Ren Faire weirdos.
What's going on here?
Holy shit. Wrench? Okay, people, I'm going to talk to the man himself.
I know you.
Don't think so. I do a podcast about you, or rather, your missing wife. 1.2 million followers.
Losers!
Oh, really? What are the odds of that? Something stinks. Too many coincidences for my liking.
Synchronicity abounds. The cosmos has a plan for all of us. Intertwined, we may be.
I've been on her trail for a while now. Actually, lots of people are interested in what happened to her. She has a whole bunch of internet detectives on the case.
Yeah? What's your theory?
I figure while you were out trucking, she had an online affair with her Peloton instructor, and you found out. You flew into an amphetamine-fueled rage and hit her over the head with a piss jug and buried her out in the desert on one of your trips. But it's just a theory.
Well, joke's on you. I ain't never pissed in a jug.
Coffee can.
Some think you've got her mummified corpse under the bed in your cab. Stifler's Palm 69, he says you have her chained up in the...
Sherlock Holmes Slice says, look out, girl. He's gonna tie you up and let that bird get all up on you.
What the hell?
Hey, you wanna do a live stream? I've got 10,000 viewers ready to...
Fuck that. Now step away from my rig. I got business to take care of.
And you, sir? Are you Wrench's sidekick?
I'm absolutely nobody.
Burning Man Z says, straight up serial killer Riz. He a snack.
Maybe a word or two from Rudy?
Hush, Rudy. If you find out what happened to my wife, let me know. Preferably before she kills me.
Well, folks, you heard it here first. Wrench is hot on the trail of a killer and pursued by a vengeful ex-wife. Will he crack the case before we do? Come on, guys, I need leads.
Where will the road take Wrench next? Hot on the trail of a killer and... Hey, didn't she just say all this? Why am I repeating her? Tell the writers to get their shit together. And for the record, you know very well I should have been Wrench. He's supposed to be a tough-as-nails trucker, and you got some puberty-stricken half-man croaking out lines. Where'd you even find that piece of... Chained to the Fast Lane in the Blonde Queen's Death Race. Once again, our friendly neighborhood trucker returns to the blacktop on the hunt for the mystery woman trying to kill him. Back to the unforgiving domain of Wrench McTaggart. Patriot first, interstate trucker second, amateur detective by calling. And these? Well, these are his adventures. When last we left our hero, Wrench learned his missing wife had become the subject of rampant speculation by the denizens of the internet. Online detectives with wild theories about what Wrench may have done to her. Seems like the whole world thinks the worst of our American hero.
So it's her. Damn, she's alive.
And she wants to make you unalive.
She does indeed. Well, I think I have an idea of where we might find her.
Home sweet home.
That's right, Rudy. No holes barred. a legal brothel over the state line.
Professional wrestling theme?
So, you've partaken in their sinewy gifts.
Lucky guess.
Let's have a little powwow with Mama Sass.
The madame? She an old friend of yours?
You could say that. Met her when I was a death dragger for Professor Muto's Movable Mutant Extravaganza. She taught me the ways of love. I barely had a hair on me. Put in a good word with the professor and I started driving one of the trucks. Took a real shine to it. Never could shake the call of the road.
Why'd you leave?
The long-timers didn't like me getting special preference. Told me I needed to hit the trail or I'd end up in the tiger cage with a ribeye stuck to my junk.
Bris by Bengal? So, where is this wondrous place?
The carnival? Burned down. Heard one of the rowdies got caught with the fire eater's wife, Stretchy Sally. He didn't take too kindly to her being turned into a pretzel by the dwarf tumblers.
No, the brothel.
Oh, not far. In fact, here's the turnoff.
Greasy business.
Hush now. Last I heard, they had a Lady Macaw join them for the more discerning gentlemen and their chatty companions. I thought that'd get your attention.
No holes barred. Has it really come to this? But wait, what do we have here? The white Cadillac, dents and debris in the front bumper. Could Wrench's quarry be inside this debauched den of perverted pugilism?
Wrench McTaggart, as I live and breathe, what brings your tight glutes to my establishment? I thought you were exclusively a lady of the road connoisseur.
I'm here on business, the non-greasy variety. You remember my ex-wife?
Sure. What'd she call herself in the wrestling ring?
Head on Hannah.
That's right. She used to do the filthy figure four. She would have been a top earner with her moves. Remember the 69?
Well, she always liked you, so I figured maybe she's hiding out here.
I thought she was dead.
Oh, she's alive, and not quite right in the head. Tried to kill me.
Us
a few times already, and I know that's her car out there. So what do you figure? Can I talk to her?
I won't say either way, but give me a moment. I'll go see if...
This is Sheriff's Deputy Wilma Swift. I need everyone to exit the building post-haste. Dicks in hand, G-strings up cracks.
I do what she says, Mama.
She's an exceedingly determined woman.
No way that 10-star comes in here. Sheriff and I have a special arrangement based on the existence of certain videotapes, not to mention the old man's predilection for a mousetrap and his balls getting intimately acquainted.
Listen, the deputy likes to chart her own course, so unless you have her on one of those tapes, I'd comply. Especially since you're harboring a damn murderer.
I'll get the sheriff on the phone. He'll straighten everything out.
Time is up!
Well, 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 look who it is. The Private Swinging Dick himself.
Deputy?
Let me guess. You're the one transporting Estonian Viagra to this establishment.
Not my style.
They all say that. Well, 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 the gang's all here. Long haul fucker and the pigeon.
Watch it.
And the creepy drifter. I did some digging on you.
Do tell.
Caused a bit of a stir back in West Texas. Put the Rembrandt sheriff through hell. Fortunately for you, he was under investigation and you slipped through the cracks.
Just a misunderstanding between old friends. It'll all be resolved when I get home.
Oh, I'm sure. The faster a quizzical sumbitch like you is out of my county, the better.
Listen, deputy. I'm here on official business. You may be interested to know that your murder suspect is somewhere in this building. Tracked her here myself. You're welcome.
As far as I'm concerned, my only suspect is standing right here, pigeon on his shoulder like a pituitary gland gone wild Beretta. And I bet you got more in common with that Blake fella than a penchant for black t-shirts and feathered friends.
Now, deputy, hold on. She's right back there. You'll see when your men bring her out.
Deputy Wilma, One of the girls got away.
Let me guess. Platinum blonde. Mole over her lip. Tattoo of Lee Horsley on her neck.
Yeah. Except it looked more like Dabney Coleman.
Rolling Thunder Dabney or 9-to-5 Dabney?
Cloak and Dagger Dabney.
That's her. My not-so-dead ex-wife. She's your killer, Deputy.
Jesse, you wrap things up here. I'll go after the woman.
Right behind you.
Do me a favor. Stay out of this. I don't need you clod-hopping all over the place. I can handle her.
Sure thing, Deputy. Wouldn't want to step on any toes.
And those shit kickers? You got lifts in those?
Time to get to it.
You're going after her, aren't you?
You better believe it. Deputy's gonna need my help. Let's roll.
Wrench speeds off in a hot pursuit of his ex-wife. Will he catch her before she kills again? Or will the deputy find herself in a deadly game of chicken? Find out next time in the explosive season one finale of the Wrench McTaggart Mysteries. Crazy as a peroxide sandwich. Once again, our intrepid hero must face the demon that has risen from hell and set out onto the white-lined nightmare known as Interstate 10. This is the domain of Wrench McTaggart. Patriot first, Interstate trucker second, amateur detective by calling. And these, well, these are his adventures. When last we left our hero, Deputy Wilma Swift had tracked down the bottled blonde and arrested her for the murder of Linda, the Lady of the Road, leaving Wrench free to make tracks westward.
Well, looks like that's all wrapped up.
Hollywood, here we come.
Wrench, come in, Wrench.
This here's Wrench. Come back.
It's not her.
Say that again.
That lady we caught, it's not her. Different white car, and she had an alibi. Elbow deep in an orgy at the mayor's ranch. Took us a while to confirm. Tattoo and mole were drawn on. Got paid to hightail it out of no holes barred.
You sure about that? I haven't seen hide nor hair of the crazy woman since she... Oh, hell.
You read me?
She's heading right for us. Must have slipped past us after we left.
The bitch is back.
Don't play her game, Wrench. I'm on my way.
Time to end this for good.
I like the sound of that. What do you have in mind? You got a gun? I was pretty handy with a Mosin back in
I don't think we,
I could lean out the window and...
Oh, no. I want to look into her dead black peepers when tons of steel and rubber plow into her smug bosom.
That works.
It does?
Pedal to the metal.
And there she is, in all her Cadillac glory. A white whale. Dead set on a collision course with Wrench and his cohorts. Platinum blonde hair whips in the wind. Blood-drained knuckles threaten to pop through the turquoise rings on her bulging fingers wrapped around the steering wheel in a death grip. She wants nothing less than Wrench's mangled, Adonis-sculpted body crashed headfirst into Hades.
I ain't moving, lady. No way, no how.
At the last moment, a car comes out of nowhere, flashes its high beams, blinds the blonde banshee. Wrench's ex-wife shields her eyes, loses control of her car. It drifts out of the way.
Did you see that?
A fortuitous intervention if I ever saw one. Who flashed those brights?
I don't know, but I owe him a beer.
Cheapest I got.
Let's go back and see if she's alive. Deputy Wilma, that was you?
Who else is gonna save your firm ass?
I had it under control.
Really? A head-on collision was your solution?
Well,
Let's see if there's anything left of her to identify.
Well, look at that.
She's still alive.
You. You. Son of a bitch.
You sure do like those baritone girls, Wrench?
Hold on one goddamn minute. There's something fishy about her hair. I bet that's a wig, and I bet that ain't my ex-wife. That's...
What the ever-loving hell?
Hammer?
Big bro!
This is genuinely disturbing.
You know this person?
My big bro, Hammer. I watched him get pancaked by a truck when we were kids.
That's right, Wrench. Throwing the ball into the middle of the road didn't help. You knew that truck was coming.
I'm not sure. I don't remember that exactly.
Liar! You did it on purpose. You were nothing but Kentucky trash. Always jealous of me being born on the Tennessee side.
What the hell happened to you? Your skin is...
Hold that thought. Okay, go ahead.
When they scraped me off the road, they figured I was dead, but I weren't.
How? How is that possible? Your face was sheared off and got smooshed into the truck's radiator like Chitara pasta.
Not just my face, but most of the skin on my body. Oh, I wished I was dead, but no, I was alive, barely. I looked like a newborn rat after my flesh done got torn off my body in one agonizing go. They scraped me off the road with a snow shovel, threw me in the morgue. An observant orderly saw me breathing when he tried to hump what he thought was a corpse. Boy, did he get a fright.
Jesus Christ on a tough boy.
I guess he thought I might tell on him, so he sold me to a traveling circus. They named me Changeo, the skinless wonder boy, and displayed me in the freak tent. They dressed me up, molded my face into different celebrities.
Wait a second. Was that Major Mongo's cavalcade of oddities?
The very same.
I think I saw you at Lollapalooza 97.
By that time, I'd gone through a series of agonizing skin grafts. They changed my name to Flesho, the man of 1,000 bodies.
Oh, God, I remember that. I watched you morph from Anita Bryan into Rush Limbaugh. Nearly threw up my funnel cake in orbits.
God damn. Must have been a fearsome sight to behold.
Pretty soon, they were rousted for immigration violations, and I moved on to a reputable troop calling themselves...
Professor Muto's Movable Mutant Extravaganza.
Of course.
Wait. But I... That's the same circus I traveled with.
Oh, remember the trapeze girl you were so fond of? You thought she looked like Mackenzie Phillips. Took your virginity, I believe. Showed you some wonders of her own.
Oh, God.
Okay, enough. I can't listen to this anymore. Let's go, Freako. You're under arrest for the murder of Linda, an attempted fratricide. Guess you're off the hook, Wrench.
I'm sorry, big bro.
Oh, one of these days, Wrench, you're gonna look into the rear view and see the specter of death close behind.
Damn, my own brother.
It was your brother? Did you hear that? It was the brother. So who had that on their bingo card?
Let's go. I think I've had my fill of the open road.
Bright lights and a city damned to hell away.
Hey,
Maul of Cthulhu had it. Well, there you go. Where'd everyone go?
Burning Man Z says, what is wrong with your hair? It sucks. Are you homeless?
Wrench drives through the night, and soon, the lights of Los Angeles appear on the horizon. Home to the Drifter, a foreign land to Wrench. Streets slick with Astroglide and the tears shed by fallen dreamers.
Well, Wayne, here's your stop. What you gonna do in Hollywood land?
Find a nice, cozy place to flop. Reach out to some folks I haven't seen in a while. Pay them a visit. Ride the ever-expanding ripples of the cosmos.
You from here?
Born and raised in captivity. Gonna reconnect with the folks who brought me up. Taught me everything I know. How to live. How to sing. How to, well, let's keep that on the old clandestine.
Sure thing, pal. I'll be in town a while. Look me up at the Safari Inn. Rudy and I are gonna catch up on some much-deserved R&R.
What? Rudy Channel.
That's right, old friend. A beer does sound good.
I'll be drifting, but the folks at... will know where I am. Never was able to get rid of the tracking implant.
Sure. Sounds like a plan.
Adios, muchacho. You too, Rudy.
Don't call us. We'll call you.
Some advice for you. Don't go near the... for the next few days.
I was never much for sightseeing.
That's a good thing. Real good.
Another case solved. Another adventure comes to an end. But what's this? A van follows close behind the big rig. The driver, a mad look in his eye. A pentagram carved into his forehead. A necklace of freshly pulled human teeth. On a boat shoe, rawhide shoelace strung around his scrawny, pale neck. Rudy senses danger. The kind of danger only Wrench McTaggart can attract. Gird those heavenly loins, hero. Murder and mayhem are never far behind.